Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style. I am here today to talk about, are you letting fear hold your style back? This is something that can happen very easily without even realizing it. Now, I have recently been listening to a few podcasts. One of them was, in fact, a couple of them have interviewed Daniel Pink, and they're interviewing him about his new book, The Power of Regret, How Looking Backwards Moves Us Forwards. And the other one was interviewing a journalist called A.J. Jacobs, who has basically spent a lot of his life being his own experimental guinea pig. But one of the things that Daniel Pink talked about, the biggest regrets we have in life. Now, there was four different sorts of regrets, and you can go and have a look up the book if that's something of interest to you. But the biggest regrets, particularly as we get older, is the regret of not inaction, of not doing something, of not taking the chance. And it's usually fear that holds us back. It's fear that stops us from doing these things very frequently. And so it's that regret of not doing something. We often think, I wish I'd, you know, asked out the person or started the conversation or taken the job or gone traveling or done something. And I want you to think about, how is regret or is that fear of, you know, something stopping you from improving your style? Because often we can think, oh, I'd love to wear something. We see somebody else wearing something and we go, oh, I'd love to wear something like that. But, oh, I'm too scared or I'm not quite right. Or, you know, for some reason or other, we let ourselves hold ourselves back because there is some sort of little fear message in our subconscious that is stopping us from doing the thing. And so this is where, you know, I want you to start thinking about it. The next time you think, you know, maybe you're in a store and you see something, you think it's fabulous and you think, but I couldn't wear that. I want you to start questioning, why couldn't you wear that? Why is it that you know, what is it about you that means you couldn't wear that? Now, sometimes it's a particularly relevant thing. It's not my colors or my style, you know, it doesn't suit my body, whatever it might be. But if it's just, I'm not a confident enough person, now that is a whole different matter. And that's where some of the information from the A.J. Jacobs interview, where he was talking about how it's easier to change how you think by changing your behavior and not the other way around. He says you become kind of how you behave. So, and he's had lots of different experiences and he spent a year living like, you know, through the rules of the Old Testament of the Bible. And so one of the things was he had to wear white, head to toe white, every single day. And he said people started treating him as if he was some sort of kind of guru in a way. And he said he even started believing that. He said, like, what I was wearing on my outside started affecting how I started seeing myself. And this is so true, that if we dress well, and there's some lots of really interesting research that says when we're dressed in our good clothes, we'll be more confident, we will have more courage, and we generally have a higher self-esteem, versus when we dress in our worst clothes, you know, the sloppy jeans, the frumpy clothes, we feel bad and we're more likely to feel depressed. So why do we even want to keep those old sloppy, horrible, frumpy clothes when they're actually never going to do anything good for us psychologically? So this is where I want you to think about, you know, like, when I'm making these choices, when I'm choosing that I can't get dressed up or I'd rather be underdressed than overdressed, when in fact, if we can change that behavior, we can change our outside, our inside will change in a more positive way if we're doing something more positive than the outside. And I see this too when I take clients shopping and I'll put them in an outfit that they look great in and I see their whole posture change. And it's like something comes over them. They suddenly start inhabiting the person they're seeing in the mirror. And that's sort of what I want for you. I want you to start dressing in a way that is relevant to you, that it's your personality, that it's on brand for you, that it relates to who you are, but it's that best version of you rather than being the kind of average to not so great version, which of course we all have in there. And rather than holding yourself back, letting those fears hold you back, I want you to, you know, wear the stuff that excites you, that maybe it's a little bit scary, but that's okay. You know, or do the course. I know a lot of people say, oh, I'd love to do your personal stylist training course or the color analysis course, but you know, they can find a million excuses about why they're not doing it. Because, oh, you know, all these sorts of things. We let fear hold us back when in fact it's the regrets in later in life we will have of the things we did not do that are actually going to make us less happy. So I want you to just take that little thought, maybe mull it over inside your own head, but do think about, you know, how you can dress in a way every day, you know, in a way that you say, if I want to be more confident, well, I want you to dress in an outfit that says I'm a confident person because it will give you the confidence. If I want to be a more creative person, I want you to dress in an outfit that says I am creative because that will actually help you feel more creative. If you want to be, you know, whatever it is you want to be, I want to be more powerful, I want to be more successful, whatever that is that you want to be, I want you to dress in a way that says that because it'll have a return effect, a really positive return effect on how you actually think. And you actually do change. You become that person. You start to inhabit that person that you are putting on your outside. So that was just some little thoughts I had today after listening to these podcasts. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.